Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The best comment on last November's election came from that perennial politician, Senator Ted Kennedy. He said, "People want to know who's on their side." The biggest block of swing voters includes people variously called blue-collar workers, skilled workers, or Reagan Democrats. President Ronald Reagan's victories absolutely depended on their support. But Presidents Bush 1 and 2 kicked them away from the Republican Party, particularly on the issue of jobs. I hope the 2006 election taught Republicans that it is smart to be friends of the middle class. Jobs will surely be the number one issue in 2008. Ohio has lost its manufacturing base. Some of the good jobs went to plants that were outsourced overseas, and some disappeared as cheap Chinese goods from Walmart replaced small businesses and left behind towns with empty streets and boarded up windows. Incumbent Republican Senator Mike DeWine was badly defeated by Democrat Sherrod Brown, whose campaign ads showed him standing in front of a sign that said, "Plant closed." Almost every one of the Republican members of Congress who bit the dust in the 2006 election had been an enthusiastic booster of the globalist agenda. NAFTA, CAFTA, the World Trade Organization, Fast Track, permanent normal trading relations, and free trade agreements with countries most Americans never heard of. The United States has lost over 3 million manufacturing jobs since George Bush became president. The middle class is not placated by feel-good talk that the stock market has climbed to a record high, or that unemployment is at a record low, or by glib slogans that free trade is good for the economy, or protectionism is a nasty word. There is no such thing as a free lunch. And yes, indeed, we do expect friends in government and industry to protect American jobs against unfair competition from foreigners who work for 30 cents an hour.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you believe corporations should be allowed to lay off American citizens and replace them with foreign workers at half the pay? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for free information on what's happening to American jobs. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who decided to quit buying gasoline and just let tailgaters push him wherever he wants to go, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Now, this next story may be old news to some of our listeners in Iowa, but I only got wind of it today. But it's an interesting story because of 500,000, and I think it's actually 519,000 bushel grain bin collapsed. It was full of corn near Mount Pleasant, Iowa, in the town of Hillsboro. And the house was, the grain bin was built just this summer, brand new. And they built it within 20 feet, I understand, of a home. And when this grain bin collapsed, the corn poured out and literally destroyed the home with people in it. Now, everybody survived. But I have with me now Teresa Rose. She's news director at our affiliate in Mount Pleasant, Iowa, KILJ, 1130 AM. And Teresa, it's good to have you with us this morning.
Thank you.
Now, kind of give us a bird's eye view of what happened there.
Well, they still officially haven't determined what caused the bin to collapse. There's speculation based on the sounds that were heard, popping sounds, very loud, that the bolts gave way. And basically, it was like an avalanche. The corn just poured out and shoved the house off its foundation, bringing the roof down. And it was sheared off small pine trees, and people all over town could feel the rumbling from the corn coming down. Quite the ordeal, and if the house had had a basement, they tell me the family would not have survived.
But it actually took the house off the foundation. Let me read what Kylie Miller wrote here. He says, Jesse and Jennifer Kellett, K-E-L-L-E-T.
Collette.
And their two children were home when the grain bin crumbled Monday night, spilling thousands of bushels of corn. Jennifer and their daughter crawled out of the house, but her husband and son were trapped. Emergency crews were able to rescue Jesse Kellett and their son, and it goes on there. They say you could hear the noise all over town. Of course, Hillsboro's not that big a town, but still, it made a terrific racket, and it was filled with over 500,000 bushels of corn. So anyway, they said grain bin was owned by Kimgro, and it was built this past summer, and they said townspeople were upset about them building it so close to homes in the first place.
They were, and unfortunately Hillsboro doesn't have any sort of zoning or restrictions as far as building, and there was some conversation with the homeowner about it, and I The way I understand it, lawyers had already been brought into the situation back when the bin was being built. So, yes, there was there's a problem there.
But no one was actually injured seriously.
The homeowner, the father, is still in the hospital here locally with some injuries to his leg and foot, but not life-threatening.
Well, that's amazing.
It is amazing. It's very amazing.
You know, you mentioned that the bolts gave way. You know you cannot buy a decent bolt today and haven't been since we started getting this stuff from China?
Well, that was some of the conversation I also was hearing yesterday, to be honest with you. I heard the same thing.
It's kind of a funny story, I guess, if you think it's funny. But I have a fancy little gate that goes back to a fancy little place. And my wife says it's the ugliest thing she's ever seen. I built it out of old crooked hedge posts, but I like it. It might be ugly, but it's stout. It'll be there 150 years from now. And I have a little metal gate across there. I say little. It's 16 feet wide. And on the gate, I have a horseshoe it's cut out of a piece of steel. Someone did it with a laser, I guess, because it's as big as a half a sheet of newspaper. And these little cowboys are cut out, and they say under there, "Welcome." And I put it up there with three bolts. Every time I open the gate, I just sling it open. It flies around. It hits a stop, a post on the other side that stops. And what it does, this is just a flimsy sheet of metal. It vibrates. Do you know it vibrated the head off of one of those bolts? Now, can you imagine that? And we've bought bolts and tried to screw things down with them, and they break before you ever get them good and tight. So I can see why you couldn't build a grain bin and use these bolts that come out today. Now, if they'd have gotten those bolts off of some old REA poles that had been built back in the 1930s, they'd have held. I'm serious as I can be. A listener just called and wanted to know, what were the dimensions of that corn bin? Do you know?
It was 99 feet in diameter. 99 feet in diameter and 120 feet tall, I believe.
Really?
Which is, you know, a good 20 to 30 feet taller than most corn bins around here. So
it's humongous.
Yes, it was probably the biggest one around. I don't know if anybody's seen one that big around here. So
what's going to be the outcome? Anybody know?
Well, the homeowners are not talking to anybody until they talk to their lawyers. So that might give you a clue about what's next.
But anyway,
I don't know. It was a local company that owned it, and it was a local company that built it. So,
well, it was Chemgro. I thought Chemgro.
Chemgro owned it.
Okay, aren't they affiliated with one of the major multinationals, or do you know?
I'm not for sure. I know that they're huge here in Southeast Iowa, and they have a lot of locations with a lot of grain bin storage all through Southeast Iowa. So.
Well, anyway, we know it happened. Hopefully, and luckily, no one actually was hurt terribly bad in this. And it's been a pleasure, Teresa, having you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition. Keep us informed. I wish you would have called us Monday with the story, but that's okay.
Well, I didn't know you'd be interested.
Oh, we're always interested. Hey, thanks a million.
All right, thank you for having me.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking deciding whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
And we're back. Well, Jeff and I just now realized this is the way we plan our shows. We just now realized that today was the day we were supposed to pick up a USA Today because today's Wednesday, November the 21st, and there's supposed to be a full-page ad appear in USA Today for Ron Paul. And we didn't know whether it actually did or not. I'm surprised that USA Today would print the ad. They're not worried about money as they are as much being politically correct. But yesterday we were told that the word was out that USA Today was willing to do this because the ad was of a grassroots effort. Somebody that has USA Today lying around there, if you're in a hotel, they slip them under your door whether you want them or not, so you might look and see. I'd just be interested to know for sure whether it did make it into the paper or not. Now, by the way, Ron Paul is going to be on our program on Friday. Tomorrow, of course, is Thanksgiving Day. We have a Thanksgiving show that we'll be airing, and then tomorrow, or the day following, Ron Paul will be a guest on the program. The Supreme Court says it's going to interpret the Constitution as to whether or not the Second Amendment grants individuals the right to possess handguns. The Second Amendment says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, but we have people that are saying, oh, it's only the militia that is supposed to be able to have guns. What they're not studying is the Federalist Papers to see what the militia is. In fact, you can even get to, I don't have my Constitution in here with me, but the militia is all able-bodied male from what, 18 to 45 or something like that, is the militia. So, Jeff, you'd be the militia. I couldn't join the militia, although I can shoot. I was up at 4 o'clock this morning with my trusty old 12-gauge.
That's kind of a fun story, but maybe the next segment you can share it with us.
Well,
I got a bang out of it.
Well, it wasn't you that got the bang, but I just had to shoot once. That's all it took. We got a minute here.
Go. What were you doing up at 4 in the morning?
Well, my dog was barking. It's not my dog. It's my wife's dog. And she went to the back window and said, there's something in the chicken house, because the chickens were cackling at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I said, well, I've got more chickens than I need, and they're not laying much now anyway. And I tried to go back to sleep, but the dog kept barking. So I take my old 12 out and opened the door and flipped on the lights, and there's a big old fat raccoon sitting right there. Oh, it was kind of fun to do. Oh, that you're bloodthirsty. He had a right to live. Well, he didn't utilize that right. He should have left long before I got there. But anyhow, that's part of what makes life interesting. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
23. And we have returned. Jeff, I was sitting here thinking, you know, I just don't know how people can live without a gun. I mean, to me, that's just as important as have a hammer or a pair of pliers or whatever.
Well, you could have got the job done with a hammer this morning at 4 o'clock. You could have chased that coon out with a hammer, certainly.
Chased him out, and I don't think our dog would even kill a coon. It's kind of a worthless dog, really. But anyway, Verna's listening, so I don't want to talk too bad about her dog. But when we first moved onto this place, we lived in an old farmhouse back in the back of the place, and it had a little orchard there. Well, whenever we bought it, the gentleman that sold it to us had a beautiful, big, black ringneck shepherd. He was big. I know he weighed 100 pounds. And they called him Biggin because he was a biggin. And he didn't want to take the dog to town. He was an elderly person. They moved to town. He said, I don't want to take Biggin with me. He says that was part of the deal. I was to keep Biggin as long as Biggin wanted to be there, okay? And the kids he never did like me. Biggin didn't care for me at all, but he did take up with the kids pretty good. One night he treed a raccoon out in the orchard, and he barked. And I'd yell out the window at him. I'd say, Biggin, shut up. And he would for a minute, and then he'd be back to barking again. So I took the flashlight and the trusty old 12-gauge and went out there and shot the coon. As soon as I shot the coon, it fell out of the tree big and, you know, he grabbed it and shook it, and that was the end of the... He didn't bark anymore. Never thought a thing about it. I came back in, went to bed, went to sleep. Kids got up in the morning. Oh, they said, Biggin's here. He's all right. And they'd heard all this commotion. They thought I shot Biggin and not... Anyway. So that's how it goes. But let me go back.
You've got a reputation that precedes you.
Okay, let's not go into that. The Supreme Court now has agreed to interpret whether the Second Amendment grants individuals a right to possess handguns. Now, this is going to the Supreme Court. And you know how goony bird those people are. I don't have a bit of faith in that in the Supreme Court. The amendment states that a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, here's what's at issue here. Washington, D.C. has had a ban on handguns for 31 years. And in March, a three-judge panel on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District Circuit ruled 2-1 that the district's law was unconstitutional. Now, the fact that someone, you see, thought it was not unconstitutional. So this tells you right now that these judges are a little bit dingbatty to start with. One out of three, that's not too good. That's a third, all right? Anyhow, it's going to go to the Supreme Court. They say they expect it to be taken up fairly soon, and they should be within, let me see here, I think I saw that someplace. The court will likely hear the case in March, with a decision coming before justices adjourn, and I circle justices. There's been so much unjust stuff coming out of that Supreme Court in the last 25, 30 years, or 40 years. But anyway, the unjustices will adjourn at the end of June, and they should have a decision by the end of June. Let's go to the telephones. Mike in Wyoming. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Derry. Derry, this should be the shortest deliberation for the court in history, even if they interpret the Constitution as providing only a right to the militia, not an individual right, like the rest of the amendments. The definition of militia is well provided in Title 10 of the U.S. Code. I mean, it's right in federal law. It's
do you have it in front of you?
Between 17 and 45, as I recall.
Well, that's what I thought. Well, I was saying 18. But anyway, do you have the law in front of you?
I don't.
Okay.
I'm going on memory.
Yeah, I was just doing it on memory also. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, that kind of settles it. I mean, whether they interpret it as an individual right or a right that accrues only to the militia, the militia, and I happen to be a retired militia at the age of 55, that pretty well settles it, unless they want to interpret the federal law as meaning something other than what it plainly says.
Well, that's what they do.
Yeah,
they're saying the militia is like the armed service or the state militia, so to speak.
Yeah, but these judges, when they when they fly in the face of the black letter law, I mean, these guys ought to be taken up before a congressional committee and made to explain how they came by the reasoning that they come by,
or be impeached.
Well, that's what I was heading toward.
just like that eminent domain thing. Anybody in their right mind knew better than that.
Sure.
So, and that's just, I mean, that's just a start. How many times have we disagreed with what the, people that have studied the Constitution, and I'm not that great a scholar on it, but, if you can read, you should be able to know what's in there, and then all they have to do is go back and get the Federalist Papers, and you know what they're talking about. Anyhow, Mike, I appreciate your call. We're going to take another break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold rushed higher Tuesday on bargain hunting as the dollar fell to fresh lows and oil rose above $97. Gold closed in New York up $14 to $790.50 an ounce. Precious metals are once again outshining stocks so far this year. Year-to-date, gold is up 22.5%. Silver is up 11.5%. The NASDAQ is up 6.8%. The Dow is up 4%. More at SwissAmerica.com. $800 gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale this coming Monday, November the 26th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Early consignments include 2 potloads of fancy Angus, 8 weight steers. They've had all their shots MFA processed. Holston Farms have consigned these cattle, and Hines Farms will be in with 125 head, fancy black and black Baldy calves weighing from 4 to 550 pounds. They also have had 2 rounds of shots. Sam Buswell has consigned 100 head of fancy black and black Baldies, weighing from 3 to 450 pounds. Laura Reynolds will be in with 75 crossbred calves, and Dee Riddle is also selling 75 fancy Charley crossbred calves. Now, most of these offerings have been preconditioned. Johnny Reardon offering is a 5-weight Angus calves have been white-tagged and weaned. Now, these are just a few of the early consignments for the special calf and yearling sale that's coming up this coming Monday, November the 26th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
Friends, it's Lou, owner of Steel Span Buildings, the best Quonset-style buildings in the world. Do you need a building to store your hay? Perhaps a bird-free place to keep your equipment? How about a building that won't collapse in an ice storm? Well, the time to buy is now. My year-end is November 30th, and I'm selling all remaining inventory at substantial discount. And here's the best part. A small deposit now holds your building until March 2008. That's right. Take immediate delivery or any time until March 2008 with no additional cost. Don't hesitate, as the popular sizes of 25-foot wide to 60-foot wide sell quickly.
Friends, take advantage of Lou's year-end pricing. Call him at 1-800-894-9408. That's 1-800-894-9408. Visit the website at amsteelspan.com and learn why Lou has a better building hands down.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, now the man who says, when confronted by a difficult problem, you can solve it more easily by reducing it to the question, how would the Lone Ranger have handled this? Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. Ed in Missouri. Hi, Ed, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Derry. I used to live in New Mexico. And I was accused by a reporter one day about, he came up to visit me, as a matter of fact. He says, you one of these militia radicals? And I said, you might be interested to know that you're a guest here interviewing me on something that's sensitive. I said, yes, everybody in the whole state who is between the age of 17 and 60.
Is it 60?
Yes.
Okay.
And guess what he was stunned. I said, and you are a member of the military right now, I mean militia. If the governor calls for the militia, you will be drafted.
What did he say?
He left in a hurry. You see, the way the Constitution is written in the state of New Mexico, and I'm going to send you a copy of it, by the way.
Okay, but that's a New Mexico definition.
That's New Mexico's state constitution.
Okay.
It is not a voluntary thing. everybody who is between the, every male between the age of 17 and 60 is automatically a member of the militia if the governor calls up for it.
Okay.
Anyway, I thought you'd appreciate that.
I appreciate that.
And I'm going to send you a copy of it.
Okay, thanks for the call. Let's go to Dave in Arkansas. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Derry. Derry?
Yes, good morning. I sure do. I hear you.
Okay, the Second Amendment itself defines who is the militia.
Do you have it in front of you there?
Yeah.
By the way, turn your radio off, please. Okay. Yeah. It just takes a few seconds to read it. Read it to us. I don't have it handy here.
Okay. And by the way, the original Second Amendment only had one comma, whereas everything you see today has got three.
Oh, really?
That's an error. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, comma. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It plainly says that the people are the militia.
Oh, no doubt about it, right.
You betcha.
Now, does it give the, right there, does it give the ages?
No, I was just reading the Second Amendment itself.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, hey, appreciate the call. I need to move on here because we have more gun stuff showing up all of the time in Boston now. I'm not going to pronounce Massachusetts. Massachusetts.
It's a massacre.
I don't know. Anyhow, Boston police are launching a program that will call upon parents in high-crime neighborhoods to allow detectives into their homes without a warrant to search for guns in their children's bedrooms. Now, see, if they had to come into our house, every one of my kids... Well, the boys all had a .22 semi-automatic Browning rifle under their bed. When they were at home, they took them with them when they left. Okay. Boston police officers who are assigned to schools will begin, and if they'd have been at home, I wouldn't have had to gotten up at 4 o'clock this morning. Boston police officers who are assigned to schools will begin going to homes where they believe teenagers might have guns. The officers will travel in groups of three, dress in plain clothes to avoid attracting negative attention, and ask the teenager's parents or legal guardian for permission to search. If the parents say no, police said the officers will then leave. If officers find a gun, they will not charge the teenager with unlawful gun possession unless the firearm is linked to a shooting or a homicide. Thomas Nolan, a former Boston police lieutenant, says, he now teaches criminology, by the way, at Boston University. He says the police have restrictions on their authority and ability to conduct searches. The Constitution was written with a very special intent, and that was to keep the law out of private homes unless there is a written document signed by a judge based on probable cause. And he says they don't have probable cause. And he's going on to say that, they shouldn't be doing this, which I would have to agree with. Now, I also would say that Tyson is lying to us about their chickens. They have spent something like $70 million. I didn't say $7 million. I said $7 million since June on an advertising and labeling campaign to distinguish its product from competitors. And what they're saying is that we raise our chickens without antibiotics. When I first saw that, and I think I've discussed it on the air, now, there's not much way you can raise chickens in the modern confinement method that they raise them without antibiotics. They're going to get sick. They're just the way it works. If you put 100,000 people in that close of quarters, you're going to have some that get sick. And they're going to get sick through several different ways. But antibiotics, with the antibiotics, and if they load up the feed with antibiotics, they can pretty well keep those chickens alive for 6 or 8 weeks, however long it takes to get them into Colonel Sanders, okay, or into your grocery store. Now, Tyson got approval by the USDA in May to label its products as raised without antibiotics. Tyson says, hey, that's what we're doing. Tyson announced that it would become the first major poultry company to offer fresh chicken raised without antibiotics on a large-scale basis. And as I said before, I don't think you can raise chickens in a large-scale basis without using them because they're going to get sick. Okay? Now the USDA says it made a mistake in approving the label. Daniel Eaglejohn is an official at the USDA, and he said the department is trying to make sure labels are truthful and not misleading, and our position is if you're going to make a raised without antibiotics claim that there will be no antibiotics that were included in the feed during the life of the animal. Okay? Now, here's what Tyson says. He says, we're not using antibiotics, we're using ionophores. That's a type of medication which is commonly added to poultry feed to help prevent intestinal colonization by coccidium. That means coccidiosis, okay? It's long-standing policy that these ionophores are antibiotics. Now, the company has 45 days to remove the label from its products or stop using the product, okay? Now, Tyson said that because ionophores are metabolized by the bird before the meat reaches the dinner table, consumers don't need to worry about consuming meat raised on ionophores that could lead to human antibiotic resistance. Tyson's research has shown 90% of the consumers say that it's important to eat chickens raised without antibiotics. I would think it would be closer to 100%, but anyway. Interesting thing here, Tyson says these ionophores are not antibiotics. However, for you cattle producers out there, you know what rumensin is, you know what biotech is, and they are not considered, cattle with rumensin and biotech are not considered antibiotic-free. So why should chickens be antibiotic-free with the same products, you see? What would consumers think about arsenic in chicken feed? And by the way, a lot of the chicken feed does have arsenic in it. When I was studying at the Great Brain Factory back about 1952 or somewhere along there, we had a professor that had a beautiful wife, and she had long, long, beautiful hair, and everybody talked about her hair. And come to find out that she was taking arsenic. A little arsenic doesn't kill you. A little more will, but just the right amount will let you have long, beautiful hair. And they put it in chicken feed, okay? Anyhow, you can see again, it's the big multinational corporations. They're not concerned about the consumer. They're more concerned about the bottom line, how much profit did we make last year? Now, just to show you what the multinationals are doing here, on November the 14th, when was that? Let me see. That was just last week. The CEOs of 105 major transnational corporations sent a letter organized by the United States China Business Council. Did you know we had a United States China Business Council? Well, apparently we do. And we'll talk about that right after this. 105 of these major corporations are trying to con both Democrats and Republicans into doing what they want to do. And if they don't do what they want them to do, hey, they're not going to get elected next year. At least they're not going to have any money to run on. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hi.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
America.
And we have returned. Now, there is such thing as a United States-China Business Council. 105 major transnational corporations are involved in this. I do not have the list of them, but you can pretty well figure out who they are. They sent a letter organized, U.S.-China Business Council, sent a letter that was signed by 105 of these CEOs to all the leaders of both parties in both houses of Congress, Democrats and Republicans. Jerome Corsi, I think, covered that very nicely yesterday when he said, you know, they buy every horse in the race, so they're going to win. They don't worry about the money. If you go to the horse race and you put money down on every horse, if you don't care how much money you lose, you're going to pick a winner, right? And this is exactly what these major corporations do. They buy them all. These corporations provide China with capital and technology. They place orders that keep Chinese factories open, by the way, while our factories close. In fact, some of these companies, and many of them, have moved their own factories from here over there. And the letter cites this: enormous benefits to our economy in terms of job creation and economic growth. Now, how can anybody say that we have enormous benefits to our economy in terms of job creation and economic growth since we've been buying so much stuff
from China. Anyway, the letter by the CEOs should persuade Congress only of their unworthiness. So says the writer of this article. Those who throw in their lot with a rival power merely out of personal greed or corporate gain. See, these people are supposed to be public servants. They should do what's right for you and I and for the country in general. Instead, they have let money get involved, and they do what's right to make the company that they work for more profitable and don't care whose life is affected by it. The main reason these CEOs, and they get these lobbyists, and they go to the members of Congress, it's not because they have anything intelligent to tell the members of Congress about U.S.-China policy. It's all about their personal checkbooks. Hey, if you want to get elected this year, we can see to it that we can get some money into your coffer so that you will have money to run for re-election. All right? Now, let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Friends, I've seen with my own eyes the Paragon Foundation, which does a lot of good. And here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
This foundation is dedicated to protecting people's property, protecting their constitutional rights. We've been at this 11 years. As we've said on this show many times, we've made a lot of mistakes, but I'll tell you, we've learned a great deal. You've got to determine where your jurisdiction lies, who has jurisdiction over your property. And don't ever take that information out of an attorney. Always get with us or somebody else before you go hire an attorney. Just don't hire one for a little while. Let us show you how to send the letters, how to challenge this authority and challenge this jurisdiction, and you'll be amazed when you start to do that, how you'll see these bureaucracies just kind of fade into the dark when you start asking the right questions.
Join the Paragon Foundation today. It's just $35 a year, and you'll be helping to keep and restore freedom for the next generation. So call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 877-847-3443, or go online to paragonfoundation.org. Well, friends, I've been there, done that, had a great time, and you will, too. The best-kept secret of the Ozarks is Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Over the years, the lodge has hosted hundreds of family reunions, and they'll host yours also. The best time to go is when you say it is. The best time to call is right now. Family reunions require a little advance planning, and right now is the best time to get your preferred date at the lodge. The lodge provides all the meals with your room, and for you, that means no cooking or cleaning, and there's plenty to do. S'mores by the campfire, a pool with a view, canoeing on the Merrimack, or simply relaxing. Your aunts and uncles and cousins by the dozens will thank you for taking them to the best-kept secret of the Ozarks, Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Make reservations today by calling 573-775-2400. That's 573-775-2400. Or go online to wildwoodspringslodge.com. And we're in the home stretch. The Law of the Sea Treaty is going to be voted on whether or not to ratify it or not. It passed the Senate Foreign Relations Committee by a 17-4 split vote. But the president is pushing for this. We know that. And I'm not going into a lot of detail on it, but it's something that's going to turn the entire law, the entire sea area, which is what, 70-some percent of the Earth's surface, over to the United Nations is what it amounts to. Now, why Bush would want something like this, I cannot understand, except his backers are telling him this is what to do. The plan recently was approved by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, It was a split vote, but 17-4, so they're going along with what Bush says. It will go before the full Senate. Now, Senator Trent Lott has called it United Nations on steroids, and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee has concluded it is the dumbest thing that we've ever done if we do this. It's like taking our sovereignty and handing it over to some international tribunal. What's wrong with us? Well, we know what's wrong with us. We just discussed that. The Congress, both House and Senate, are more concerned about how much money somebody's going to give them for voting the way they want them to vote. How does a president react to the fact that while he supports the Law of the Sea Treaty, all the leading Republican candidates for president now have announced that they oppose it? Anywho, the president is supportive of the treaty, and so is our military and our State Department. Huckabee said the Law of the Sea Treaty essentially would say that the United States would give up certain controls of its territorial waters. It would give up the sovereign understanding of what it can do within its own seabeds, at the surface and within the depths, and that we would virtually hand ourselves over to the international body of justice, which in that international body of justice is a joke as well. They're nothing just about the United Nations. Anyway, the treaty would impose taxes on U.S. companies engaged in extracting resources from the ocean floor. It would give the treaty secretariat an independent revenue stream that would remove a key check on its authority. And then up comes Senator Vitter. He's a Republican from Louisiana. He's in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing, and he asked some pointed questions, and he embarrassed the Bush administration's officials. He had done his homework, and this is a thing that I say constantly. You need to know what you're talking about. You need to study. You need to have all the facts, have them there in black and white so you can point them out to these people. The Deputy Secretary of State, John, and I'm not going to try to pronounce his last name, testified that the UN body established by the treaty has no jurisdiction over marine pollution disputes involving land-based sources. So then, Vitter says, why is there a section entitled pollution from the land-based sources? It's in there. And he knew it. But see, most senators don't read this stuff. He also questioned who decides what is considered military activity under the treaty. We will. We will consider that within our sovereign prerogative, said the spokesman for Bush. He says, where does the treaty say that? Does it say that we decide that? He said, it does not say that. Then the Deputy Secretary of Defense, Gordon England, answered, well, my understanding, and I'll ask my lawyer behind me, that that's in the treaty and that we make the determination and that we are not subject to review by anyone else. Vitter says, it's not in the treaty. He says, I've read it. And he says, I'm going to point out Article 298. He said, where it simply says, disputes concerning military activities are not subject to dispute resolution. Vitter went on to say, but it doesn't say who decides that it is and what is military activity. England conceded then at that point. But the point is, you have to know what you're talking about. And here we have one senator that called them on their own lies. Okay, let's see. We're out of time, right, Jeff? All right. Well, go to Happy Trails to You.
Happy Trails. Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we